It's very serious. Basically, what's happened is that there's been two consecutive droughts in the region. The most recent one, the El Niño-induced drought, basically is the worst one in about 35 years in the region. And it's led to very poor harvest, which is going to hugely increase the number of food insecure people in the region. Normally, in Southern Africa, there are food insecure families, but this year, the numbers are projected to be much higher than they are in a normal year, if you like. Also, many families have lost important assets. Livestock deaths have been very high. Lots of migration taking place, people resorting to very extreme coping strategies. So it's a very serious situation indeed.
If the funding comes through, what does FAO's response plan look like?
FAO really is focusing on providing support to the families that are most severely affected by the drought, focusing on the rural areas. The main priorities for now are providing seeds, tools and fertilisers for the upcoming planting season, because in Southern Africa, you've only got one rainy season and it normally begins around about November. So in order for the farmers to plant seeds, we need to, as FAO, be able to get the seeds to the farmers through our partner agencies so they can plant in time for the upcoming season. As well as that, the plan also includes support to livestock that have been particularly badly affected in several countries. That includes things like vaccinations, emergency feeding for the livestock, fodder provision, and what's called restocking, which is actually bringing in new livestock to replace the ones that have actually perished during the drought. So the main focus is on the crops and the livestock. As well as that, we're looking at trying to improve the information base around the numbers of people who are food insecure. This is something else we're also working at in conjunction with our partners and with SADC, the Southern African Development Community, who we are working hand in hand with.
And what might the implications be if provisions are not secured for the next main cropping season?
Okay, well, if we miss this next main cropping season, then we're looking at a protracted livelihood crisis, really, in Southern Africa, because if we miss it, then the numbers of people who are currently in need of food aid and other forms of humanitarian assistance will essentially grow, and the farmers that we want to support will not be able to recover, and we'll be looking at a continuation of a humanitarian crisis towards the middle of 2018, because there's only one planting season, and if you miss it, then it's very difficult for people to grow food to keep themselves going for the rest of the year. It's a very serious situation, and we have this small window of opportunity for about 3 months from now to make sure that farmers have enough seeds in their hand, as it were, to plant a good crop.